Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. We're now in Masechet Bava Kama Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Bet, and we're going to take a look at a slightly longer sugya than the previous ones, dealing with Shor Shel Hekdesh and Shor Shel Knani in the context of Nizakim. This is the third Mishnah in the fourth parak. Shor Shel Yisrael Shenagach Shor Shel Hekdesh, Shel Hekdesh Shenagach L'Shor Shel Hedyot. So if either the Mazik or the Nizak is owned by Hekdesh, Patur, there are no payments in either direction. Shenemar Shor Re'ehu. The Pasuk specifically talking about Shor Tam uses the term Shor Re'ehu, the Shor of his fellow, V'lo Shor Shel Hekdesh. So therefore, Hekdesh cannot be either side of it. Shor Shel Yisrael Shenagach L'Shor Shel Knani. If the Shor owned by a Jew is Nogeach a Shor owned by a non-Jew, Patur. Shel Knani Shenagach L'Shor Shel Yisrael. The inverse, Ben Tam Ben Muad Meshalem Nezek Shalem. Whether it's Tam or Muad, has to pay full. This is obviously difficult reading, and we're going to take a look at it in the Gemara. Now, the first thing about Hekdesh is a short note. Matnitin de Lokov Shem Menasseh. Our Mishnah does not follow the ruling of Shem Menasseh that we saw earlier in the Masechet. Tanya, Shor Shel Hedyot Shenagach Shor Shel Hekdesh, Shel Hekdesh Shenagach Shor Shel Hedyot Patur, Shemar Shor Re'ehu Lo Shor Shel Hekdesh. That's directly like our Mishnah. Shem Menasseh Omer Shor Shel Hekdesh Shenagach Shor Shel Hedyot Patur. He agrees with the side of the Hekdesh being the Mazik being exempt. Shel Hedyot Shenagach Shor Shel Hekdesh. However, on the other side, if a Shor Hedyot Gore is a Shor owned by Hekdesh, Ben Tam Ben Muad Meshalem Nezek Shalem, has to pay full in any case. Now, Amri Micah Sav Rab Shimon. What is Rab Shimon's position? If he holds Shor Re'ehu is deliberate and exacting, it should be exempt in either direction. If Re'ehu is not exacting, I mean it could be any Shor. Re'ehu is just an example. Then Hekdesh should also be Chayiv. In other words, there has to be a parity there. That we have no reason within the text to assign different value of Re'ehu to the Mazik or the Nizak. If he really accepts Re'ehu literally, perhaps the reason that if a Shor Hedyot is Nogeach Shor Shel Hekdesh is Chayiv, perhaps he learns it as a Kal V'chomer. If you're Nogeach another Shor of a citizen, you're Chayav. And you have all sorts of reasons to argue that Kal V'chomer, Mi'ila, etc. But the answer to that would be Dayola Baminadin Liot Kenidon. We go back to Dayo from the second parak, that the Chamur can't be any stronger than the Kal. It can only be as strong. Malahalantam Chatzinezek. Just like in the case of a Hedyot, there's Chatzinezek. Hachanami Chatzinezek. Same thing here. So that can't be the argument. El Amar Shlokish Hakol Hayu Bichlal Nezek Shalim. This is the notion of Davar Shaya Bichlal. That all Nezakim are Nezek Shalim. Chatzinezek Sechidish. It's only in the context of Shor Tam that it says Re'ehu, meaning Re'ehu to Tam Mishalem Chatzin Nezek. The Chiddush of Chatzin Nezek for a Tam is only said in reference to Re'ehu. Chal de Hekdesh, Hekdesh is not in that Parsha. Therefore, Ben Tam Ben Muad Mishalem Nezek Shalem. Therefore, you have to pay full Nezek. Dimken Nichtov Kral Ahai Re'ehu Gabi Muad. Otherwise, it should have said Re'ehu in the context of Muad. Why did it say Re'ehu in the context of Tam? To tell you that Re'ehu is a sine qua non for the Chiddush of Tam, that both Shvarim are owned by Hedyotot. Okay. Shor Shel Yisrael, Shenagach Shor, of course that leaves us with the question, why is a Shor Shel Hekdesh, Shenagach Shor Shel Hedyot Patur? And the answer may be that it's an issue of Rishut Gavoa. Now, Shor Shel Yisrael, Shenagach Shor Shel Knani Patur. Amri B'monafshach. Again, we ask the same question, where's the consistency? I Re'ehu Davka, if Re'ehu is a deliberate piece, then the Knani Nagayach Yisrael Nami Pater should be Patur in either direction. If Re'ehu is not to be read literally, Afilu Yisrael the Kinagach the Knani Nechayev. In other words, the position of our Mishnah vis-a-vis Kanani is the same position of Shemanasi had vis-a-vis Hekdesh. So we have that same question, where is the interpretation of Re'ehu going? So Ravah Amakra Amad Vaimoded Aretz Ravayater Goyim. God looked and he saw the land, and he yater goyim. We'll see what that means, but for right now it means that he loosened or permitted the possessions of the nations. Meaning, ra'asha mitzvot shekiblu alehem b'nei Noach, he saw the seven mitzvot that the non-Jews were supposed to fulfill. Kevan shelo kimu, once they did not fulfill them, which may be alluded to in vayater, Amar v'itir mamon am l'Yisrael. Then v'yater, then he loosened and permitted their mamon l'Yisrael, which means really there should be a chiyuv in both directions. But because of their delinquency in fulfilling the mitzvot, their mamon became hefker, as it were, in this context. Rabbi Yochanan Amar has a different pasuk, mehacha, hofia mehar paran. In the description of Mamar Har Sinai, the appearance of God to Am Yisrael, this famous midrashim that God presented the Torah to several of the other nations that are related to us, Bnei Amon, Moab, Esav, and Ishmael. In that same drasha, Miparan Hofiam Emonam LeYisrael. Paran was the point at which, meaning at Har Sinai, at which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us their Mamon. Now, Tanya Mihach, we have a brighter that mixes these two. Shor Shal Yisrael Shal Nagach Shor Shal Kanani Patur Shor Shal Kanani Shal Nagach Shal Yisrael Bein Tam Bein Muad Mishlam Nezak Shalom Shin Amar Amar Vem Yudet Aretz Wa Avei Targoyim V'Yomer Hofiyam Har Paran. Now, in this brighter, both psukim are used as opposed to either or. So, my V'Yomer, why do we need the second pasuk? The answer is V'Chitei Mahai Amad V'Yomodet Aretz M'Bai Leil Charamat El Charav Yosef. There are two other famous drashot on Amad V'Yomodet Aretz. So because I might think that the pasuk is needed for those drashot, we use the other pasuk also. Toshma ofiyam har paran, paran ofiyam mamlon liyisrael. Now, my Rav Matna, what are these two drashot? One is the famous drasha of Rav Matna. Dramana, amad ve'odid aretz ra'ah, etc. Ma ra'ah, what did he see? Ra'ah shev mitzvot shinistavui aleihem bnei noach v'lo kimum. He saw the seven mitzvot that they were not going to fulfill. Amad v'igalau tam mi'al matam, he exiled them. My mashma the high vayater lashon dagluyehu. How do we know that vayater doesn't mean permit, but rather to exile? It's a little play on words. K'tivach vayater goyim k'tivhatam in the context of the grasshoppers, lanater bahen al aretz, that they jump on the land. Umetargim, what's the targum on that? Lekapatza bahon al aretz, to jump on the land. So like to jump out. That's one drasha. My drav Yosef, what's the other? And that is there to explain why nations were uprooted. Maid Rav Yosef, what's his drasha? Rav Yosef, Amad v'imodid eretz ra'ah, ma ra'ah, ra'ah shem mitzvot shekiblo alehem b'nei noach v'lo kimum, amad v'hitiran lehen. Vayater here is seen in the ritual, in the commanded sense of the, he said, you don't have to do it anymore. Itgori, itgar, what's wrong with that? Ken matzino chotein iskar. Then, and indeed, that means that they gained by not doing it. Then God said, okay, you want to do it, you're not chayiv anymore. And Ravna, he said, "Omar, shafil mekaminotan en mekablim elhen schar." What he meant by that was not that they're not commanded, but now even if they do it, they don't get a reward. V'lo, is that not true? Tana Rameir, Omer Menayin, shafil nochriv elsek patorah shu kekoin gadol. How do we know that even if a non-Jew studies Torah, he's like a kohen gadol? Tamalomar sheyaseh otam ha'adam v'chay bahem. Right? Kohanim levim Yisrael lo nemar el ha'adam. Doesn't say this is what you Jews do, but any person does and lives. Amata shafil nochriv elsek patorah shu kekoin gadol. Anybody who studies Torah, it's like they're a kohen gadol. This, of course, is problematic within the context of Nochrish HaSak B'Torah, not our issue right now. So how can you say that they get no reward whatsoever? So Amri Ein Mekalehem Schar Kimitzuveh Ve'oseh, meaning if they do the mitzvot, that those seven mitzvot, or in Rameir's read, even others, they don't get a reward like someone who's commanded. Eloi kamisha eno mitzuveh v'yoseh. Sugi we saw in Kiddushin. Tachanina gadol ha-mitzuveh v'yoseh mimisha eno mitzuveh v'yoseh. Greater is reward for someone who is commanded to behave a certain way and does so, rather than someone who does it voluntarily. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ukvar shalcha malchut ro mishnei sardiotot eitzal chachmei Yisrael limdunu toratchem. So the Roman government sent two representatives to study Torah. With the Chachamim to find out what the Jewish law is about. Karu v'shanu v'shilshu. They studied, they reviewed over. B'shat p'tiratan, and shanu here may mean indeed that they studied Mishnah, but shilshu. B'shat p'tiratan amrulahem, when they finally died, they said, Diknaktu b'chol toratchem v'metu. We studied the entire Torah, and it's all true. Chutz min davar zeh shatem amrim. Except for one thing that you guys claim, our Mishnah. And they said, one way or the other, if this is a law between Jews, so even if a Kanani hurts a Jew, it should be patur. If it's not a law specifically between Jews, because Re'i was just an example, even if a Jew's shore attacks a Kanani, it should be chayiv. But we're not going to tell the Romans about it. And that's when they died. So these guys are obviously good guys. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Shchiva LeBarta. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, his daughter died. Amrule Rabbanan LeUla. So Rabbanan said to Ula, Kum Nezel Ninchame. So this is in Eretz Yisrael. He said, let's go and be Menachem him. What why should I go be Menachem the Bavloim to Gidufahu? Because they end up cursing Klapei Hashem. The Amri, my Efshar Lemeavad, Efshar Lemeavad Avdi. Right? They say, what could we have done? We did everything we could have done. So he said they sort of end up blaming God for the disaster, as in not doing tshuva. So Azel Hu Lechudoi Gabei. So he went on his own. Amarle, and then he gave what was not such a great consolation. Amarle Vayomer Adonai Eli Al Tatzot Moav Al Tidgarba Melchama. He quoted started by quoting the pasuk about Hashem's command to Moshe that Moshe relates at the beginning of Dvarim, where Hashem commanded Moshe not to go to war against the Moavim, but rather if they wouldn't let them through, to encircle, to go around them. And he said, was Moshe even considering going to war without permission? The reason he was going to go to war is he made a kal v'chomer. The Midianim only came to help Moav. And the Torah said, you should go attack the Midianim and take vengeance from them. So certainly the Moavim we should go attack. You got one opinion, Moshe. I've got a different idea. I've got two beautiful birds to bring out of these nations, so don't go to war and wipe them out. Who are they? Ruth HaMoaviyah V'Na'amah HaMonit. Na'amah HaMonit is the mother of Rechavam, the wife of Shlomo. V'lo Dvarim Kal V'Chomer. He said, this is how it works. Uma Bishvil Shtei Pridot Tovot Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shtei Umot Gedolot V'lo Achrivan. And now, Ula said the following. He said, for two little birds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had compassion on two whole nations and didn't destroy them. Bitoshel Rebbe, Im Ksherahi Ruyahi Latzeit Nimenu Davar Tov. This girl, if she had had someone good who was going to come out of her later down the line, Alachad Kama V'Chama Da'avi Chaya, she would have lived. This is obviously, like I said, not a great consolation. HaMechia Bar'amar Miyochanan. Now we learn some lessons from Moav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makapeach schar kol birya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not relinquish or give up on the reward for any one of his creatures, meaning that anybody who does something good gets a reward. Afilu schar sin tzichana'a, even if people talking nicely. De'ilu b'chira de'ka'amr Moav, the older of the two girls, daughters of Lot, who had sex with their father and then had a child, called the child Moav, which is more explicit about this, is from my father. You can't go to war against them. You can't go to war. You can go do little attacks and raids. But the younger girl, the mother of Mamon, Da'kamra Ben Ami, she called him a name which is far more discreet as far as his father. You can't mess with them at all. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu favored the Ammonim because their eponymous, their mother of Ammon was more discreet in the way that she referred to her son's parentage. Now we're going to flip it. A person should always try to run to be first at a mitzvah. Because of the one night that the older girl beat the younger girl at having relations with her father, Kedamta Arbad Dorot Yisrael, she ended up having a descendant that entered Yisrael four generations earlier. Who's that? Because Ruth gave birth to Oved, then Yishai, then David, and Shlomo, who married Naamah. Good. Back to our topic. Kuti. What about a Kuti, the Samaritans? Patur. Here we have a strange halacha, which is unlike what we've seen before. If a Jewish shore attacks a Kuti shore, then he's patur legamrei. But theirs, we have chatzi nezek and nezek shalim. Remeir omer shol shel Yisrael negach shol shel kut patur, shol kuti shel negach shol shel Yisrael ben tam ben muam neshalim nezek shalim. He has a halacha that we had similar to the other nations. So lemeimer, the sover meir kutim gira rayotain. So that means Remeir holds that the kutim, if you recall this discussion that we've had several times about their status, whether they are Geirei Emet or Geirei Arayot, the discussion among the Tanaim, if they are legitimate converts or not, based on the story in Malachim Bet Yudchet, Yud Zayin, that Remeir holds the non-Jews, or Mini Kolaktim Yambayim Yirekem, any Ketem, anything that comes with a stain of blood, from possibly menstruation, that comes from Rechem, that particular town, is Tahor, because all the people there are non-Jews. Rabbi Yehuda Metamei, Meshehen Gerim Metoim, he says they're converts who are just errant. Mibein HaNochrim, if it comes from among the nations, Tahorim, because there's no Tumah. Mibein Yisrael, Mibein HaKutim, Rabbi Yehuda Metamei, Chamim Metaharin. Rabbi Meir says that it comes from Kutim, the Tamei. Shalonachshadu al Kitman. Alright, so Yisrael is not Nachshad, but the point is that Rabbi Meir says that the Kutim are Jews. So which is it? Rameyer find them. In other words, by creating a financial dissonance in liability so that we do not have to pay them for damages done to them, they'll avoid us and that way we won't intermarry. So meaning that really they're Geri Amet, but he wants to distance us. Meitiv Rabbi Zeira. The Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak of Ketubot, when we later identify the author of this as her mayor, so you have to pay the knas to the kutim for such a behavior. If you think her mayor says we want to find them and not pay them monies for damages in order to avoid intermarriage, we should do the same thing here. We don't want to give a reward to the lout who raped the girl and let him keep the money. So good, pay the anim. Take the 50. Instead of paying the kutim, find them and give it to the anim of Yisrael. Because the answer is, who's going to take the guy to court? Which ani is going to take the guy to court and say, you owe money to a kuti and it's supposed to come to us? It's mamon shein lo tovim and therefore wouldn't work. And the only way to avoid chotin iskar is to make sure that the money is given to the kutim in this particular case. Everybody should have a wonderful day. We'll pick up with the next Mishnah, Daf Lamed Tet Amud Aleph, in the next podcast.